Now, if there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? The Naked Scientist team, of course. As Halloween lanterns came out and the costumes came on, we wanted to find out about the psychology of paranormal beliefs. The bravest of us, so not me, volunteered one dark and eerie night to creep around the supposedly haunted Maddingley Hall in Cambridgeshire on a mission to find out what might be lurking there.
So we are on the approach to Maddingley Hall now. The sun is down, there are crows flying around, and it's looking very impressive and ever so slightly spooky. So we're going to see if we're going to find any ghosts. How are my fellow naked scientists feeling?
Quite excited, but I feel like as soon as I get into a room and there's a suspicious bump, I'll be out of there.
I'm a skeptical scientist, but I keep having to tell myself I'm a skeptical scientist.
Here is our ghost hunter.
I have a ghost for you.
Hi, Brad. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Right.
Nice to meet you, Brad.
Yeah, so we're getting out the EMF detector. This one will just detect any electromagnetic interferences in the atmosphere. So this is a zero. So for instance, if you go near something electronical, it should go up.
Oh, yep, yep.
So this part here, the top bit with the big antenna, this creates an electromagnetic field in itself. Mm-hmm. So if anything interrupts that, anything physical, and that happens quite a lot. It's quite common for that to happen, which is freaky, especially when you've got it out here.
So what exactly is it measuring?
Electromagnetic frequencies, which are what ghosts are meant to be made up of.
Oh, right. But so also equally any electrical equipment. I mean, when I'm putting my recorder next to it, it's going a bit crazy. And also people.
Let's have a crack at this later on when it gets a bit darker, right?
Oh, okay. Then we've got your thermal camera, which picks up temperature, obviously. Temperature,
yeah. So this one's my favourite one. I'll get the speakers out for full effect. Yeah, so this scans through radio frequencies. You can make it scan through forwards, make it scan through backwards. You can make it scan through fast, slow. So spirits are meant to be able to communicate through these frequencies, and we can hear that through this little beautiful machine, the SB11 Spirit Box.
And equally, if there's any sort of, if it taps into any radio stations nearby, we'll hear that as well.
Yeah.
So the light just turned on.
So we're standing here in the dog hole.
That wasn't us.
And there was a really quite loud crack, and then the light flickered.
Is it an ice box?
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. I like how I said I was a logical person, and as soon as there's one little creak, I'm like, it's a ghost.
Okay, so we're going now into the turret. So we're entering a staircase that is wooden and extremely cold. I mean, that in itself isn't spooky because it's kind of external.
Is anybody here? Lady Ursula, are you here?
So the temperature's dropping.
Was that somebody there? If that was somebody manipulating this little piece of machinery in my hand... Is that a bump? Is that coming from above one?
Oh, was that not you?
No, it's coming from...
That sounded like that was coming from...
It's coming from inside the storage room, I think.
What?
Oh, I don't like that.
Did that just bang?
No. I'm going to say that there's lots of things going on with the interference, shouting out, building up tension. You kind of want to believe something was there, and that's why I felt a bit scared.
Keep the flashlight off.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? I've been told that to get the full experience, I should be in this room where we've had a couple of bumps already on my own and ask a couple of questions.
Steady temperature drop again, look.
Oh, I guess it could be a draft.
So you want to watch... For any changes on here.
I'm watching for temperature changes and electromagnetic
influxes.
So
Lady Ursula, let's drop right down to a 2 now.
Can we leave the door open?
Nope.
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind immediately. Okay.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, okay, I can do it. Okay. So I'm on my own in the room, the door is shut, the lights are off, and I'm going to be interviewing a ghost. So if you're here, ghost, could you do something to the EMF reader, please? It would make some excellent radio if we were to discover ghosts live on air. Nothing on the EMF reader so far. Feeling a little bit cold, but it is a room with a chimney in it and two windows. And the EMF reader is remaining silent. So
no ghosts at Madingley Hall. Georgia Mills, Michael Wheeler and Izzy were there with ghost hunter Brad Mack from Ghost Hunt UK. But Izzy, be honest, was it actually scary?
Yeah, I'm quite a scaredy cat actually. So it was really dark, it was really cold, there were these suspicious bumps. But since then, I've had to tell myself there's a logical reason to all these things going on. So I think I'm less of a scaredy cat now.